We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. It's the NFL playoffs. Teams are entering the home stretch. Gold and glory is in sight. And I've teamed up with DraftKings, an official partner of the NFL. And right now, they have an offer. You want to know the offer? You don't want to miss it. All customers can get a no-sweat bet. Get a bonus bet back if your same-game parlay or same-game parlay X bet doesn't hit. Max reward limits apply. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up by using promo code TBC, which stands for the Breakfast Club. That's TBC. And if you're a new customer, you just bet $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. How dope is that? Wondering what you can do with that $200 on bonus bets? Combine multiple bets together for a shot at even a bigger payout. If sports betting is not yet available in your state, you can still join in on all the fun with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. All new customers can use my promo code TBC. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Brother Kevin Gates. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you for having me.
How you feeling? Why you laughing,
brother,
man?
Kevin Gates. Oh, you look clean, my brother.
Yes, you do.
Man, always I should have did this off the air.
What?
You promised me that last time that if I brought you the book, that you would autograph it.
Oh, that's easy.
And you gotta put the one that's gonna be worth money though. Put the signature worth that's gonna be worth money. I need both of my books autographed.
I got you. I'll do that before the interview over.
All right, thank you.
I got you.
Well, how you feeling, brother?
How do I look?
Amazing.
Look great and amazing.
I just ran a mile.
You look happy.
In like 6 minutes before I came over here.
Really? Outside or in the hotel or on the treadmill?
On the treadmill.
Yeah.
That's your routine in the morning? What's your morning routine?
Yoga, just movement. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say just movement, moving the body around, raising my frequency.
Man,
inside running is easier than outside running.
You got to deal with the elements.
I like outside running more. I don't know. It's just when I'm outside, it's just like I like to be going somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It's 24 degrees though outside today.
I just was outside at the lamb truck with shorts on and a hoodie. For real. Mm-hmm. Like, that's cryotherapy for me. Like, when you subject your body to cold temperatures, what it does is, in order for it to stay warm, your body kill off all your bad cells, all mm-hmm. your inflammation and things of that nature. So it was therapeutic in nature for me.
What got you into knowing yourself and knowing your body so well? How did you get on that journey?
I used to do drugs, and drugs used to make me feel good. And I believe that rehab is for quitters. So I never been to rehab. So now it's like I do things that make me feel good. Working out makes me feel good. I'm addicted to it now. Mm-hmm. Before I work out in the morning, don't talk to me. I'm a grouch. Mm. I'm going to curse everybody out. Mm-hmm. Just let me get this workout out the way. And then after that, hey, I'm good. I can be of service now.
You know the beauty of what you said? Most people will say that about coffee. Or most people will say that about weed. You know what I mean? I can't mm-hmm. talk to you until I drink my coffee. I can't talk to you until I smoke my cigarette or smoke a blunt. The fact you said that about exercise.
That's crazy that you say that. Those are rituals. Mm-hmm. Like, my morning ritual is working out. And that's crazy that I got a coffee brand called Ritual. Like, as far as me being one of the generals. It's General's Ritual. That's my coffee brand. And that's a ritual. That's one of my rituals in the morning. I got to have my coffee. I got to work out. I got to get up in the morning, black coffee, cold shower, pray, stretch, work out.
And you on.
Then I can be of service. But before that, don't talk to me. I'm a grouch.
Man, the thing I love about you too, Kevin, man, when I listen to the ceremony, everything you're saying right now reflects in the music.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing. You call it medicine music.
Medicine music.
Talk to me about what medicine music is to you.
The music that raises your frequency. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to just play a lot of songs on live, like, because when I'm working out in the gym, I like to hear something positive but hard. So I got this one song on there called The Ceremony, mm-hmm. where I'm talking to myself, and I'm like purpose-driven. I'm developing ridges. You pleasure-driven, you develop addiction. Mm-hmm. Elevated in ranking, mm-hmm. my dick is not friendly. I would not be distracted by women. Like, mm-hmm. the reason I said that is because every time you own your purpose, that's when all the distractions come. Mm-hmm. When I'm trying to call and see people, don't nobody got time for me. Like, soon as it's payday, everybody call you. They know they got a magic pinger or a blinker or something that let them know that you just got some money. Or your energy up. That's when all mm-hmm. the distractions come, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
I want you to expound on that, because that was one of the lines I love from Ceremony, when you said you was purpose-driven over being pleasure-driven. I think we in an era right now where everybody's pleasure-driven, man. Nobody got
attention. When you pleasure-driven, you develop addictions. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is any feeling going to get old to you. So you're going to constantly be chasing a greater feeling. Mm-hmm. That's why people become addicted to drugs or whatever they come addicted to. I done became addicted to things that's going to raise my frequency, such mm-hmm. as working out and fitness and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean by, if you purpose-driven and you stay on your purpose, like I say on one of my other songs, if you're looking for a microwave blessing, it won't happen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also say, earlier you said, you know, rehab was for quitters. So
yeah, that's for quitters.
My question is, so how did you get over the drug addiction you said you had and some of those negative addictions
you
had?
If you go back to one of the old interviews on here, I was in here drinking lean in a coffee cup.
Really?
Yeah. I had a coffee cup with a lid on it. I was drinking syrup in an interview.
Wow.
I was a junkie.
And when did
I had to have it, or my body would ache if I didn't have mm-hmm. it. It ain't nothing but heroin.
Addiction is a disease.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know why people don't look at it like that, but it's a disease.
Yeah, so I replaced that habit with another habit. I didn't just go cold turkey. I had to replace my unhealthy habits with healthy habits. And as I kept going and going and going, you know, I started getting into body hacks. Like, if you take this, it'll give you more energy. If you take that, it'll make you mm-hmm. it'll make you focus better. Like saffron, it'll make you focus. It's just like Adderall. If you take CMOS and Shilajit and all that, so I just started getting into all that. If you drink beet juice, it'll take all the soreness out of your muscles because it's high in nitrous oxide. So I just got to looking at body hacks, like what could make me perform better so I could get an even greater feeling. And it's a never-ending journey. It don't stop.
What was the test? Was it a near scare? Was it a friend of yours that was close that almost passed? What was the reason you'd be like, no, today's the day I'm going
to
change?
I was embarrassed into working out. And it was beautiful. I was embarrassed into getting in shape because when I was fat and I had titties, when I would walk in the room, I would look for the flaws in everybody in the room and I would expound on those flaws. So no one would pay attention to me.
You're projecting.
Mm-hmm. I was projecting, mm-hmm. so no one would pay attention to me. Mm-hmm. But when I had my shirt off at the video shoot, I'm like, yeah, I'm trap house sexy. I'm on the block sexy. That was a facade. I'm holding a baby. The baby trying to suck my titty. Everybody looking, they laughing, but it's one of them laughs like, you don't want me to see you laughing. So they like, mm-hmm. and then I see the baby leaning. That's the most embarrassing shit in the world. Mm-hmm. When you holding a child and the child innocent, he don't know no better. He leaning back, really trying to suck your titty. I hear, man, take this baby. And everybody fell out laughing at me. And I felt like the worst in the world. I was like, so it was anger. It was embarrassment. Mm-hmm. It was everything. And I couldn't be mad at everybody because shit, the baby, you know what I'm saying? The baby really trying to suck my teeth.
Yeah.
And after that, that's what just made me say, you know what? I ain't fuck that. Man, I'm about to get in shape. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of being a fat slob. And then everybody watched when I got on Instagram and I said that prayer. I'm like, God, just make me lose all this weight today, mm-hmm. God. I'm tired of being a fat slob. I don't want to be the fat mm-hmm. rapper no more. And everybody just follow my progress and my journey since 2018.
You really worked out. You wasn't like an Ozempic gold medalist. You wasn't doing none of that, right?
What that is?
Ozempic is the shot
that everybody's taking now. It's a
no,
shot.
Sir.
Yeah.
Though you know, there's people that take that shot, their head be bigger than their body. You notice that though?
Absolutely.
They head be big.
It look like you're right. It look like a lollipop.
I be like, what? Right. They head be bigger than they body. It look like they be disproportionate. Mm-hmm. Even people that go get surgery, like, not women. I don't know what women be doing. They be looking good when they do it. But like a lot of the men that I see that go mm-hmm. get surgery, they head be bigger than they body. Like it's disproportionate. Mm-hmm. Like I'd rather just be disciplined because if I cheat my way, cheaters never win. I'm going to hold myself accountable.
That's right.
Like I just come off a 7-day fast. Right before my listening party, I ain't eat nothing for 7 days.
No food at all?
No food at all.
So just a liquid or?
Just liquid. I've been longer than that though, but mm-hmm. I just needed clarity. And whenever things get too cloudy for me, I just don't eat nothing.
Wow. When you say rehab is for quitters, are you you're not discouraging rehab, are you? Because some people's mind isn't strong enough to just quit things cold turkey. Some people need to go to rehab and have other people there to hold them responsible, hold them accountable.
Quitters.
But that's the point. You want to quit the drugs.
No, I'm going to replace unhealthy habits with healthy habits.
I see what you're saying.
Because once I started working out, that lean started tasting like drugs to mm-hmm. me. Once I started sweating out and detoxing my body, when I drink, I'd be like, shit tastes like drugs. Mm-hmm. And me wanting better for myself made me not want to fuck with that. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to sit around for you to come pat me on my ass and all that and tell me it's going to be okay, Kevin, little Kevin. That's not what the world going to do, Kevin. Mm-hmm. So I can't talk about what nobody else going through. I got to hold myself accountable. Rehab is for quitters. I can't get up there and say, now some people going to say, that's fucked up. He said it. No, I take self-accountability. It may sound harsh, but I'm going to beat myself up so the world can't beat me up. Because mm-hmm. the world is a cruel place. It can be a beautiful place if you allow it to be. Once your perspective changes, that's when miracles happen. But I don't need nobody. I don't need to go sit in front of nobody and they tell me, yeah, the first key is admitting you have a problem. I told myself I got a problem. Mm-hmm. I talk to myself. I'm in tune with myself. I'm calling twice as begging to me. And I say that because I'm calling this female. Hey, Kevin, stop calling that hoe. Fuck that hoe. You stay on your purpose. Mm-hmm. When she come back, you ain't going to have time for her. Mm-hmm. I talk to myself. People may say I'm crazy, but I'm winning. That's mm-hmm. how I process things, is talking to myself.
On the song Broken Men, you talk
about... Oh, my God, I can't believe you
love this. I love Broken Men, man.
Oh, my God.
I think this is probably your best album to me.
But on
Broken Men, you talk about a person who told you things would fall apart if y'all split. That's a true story?
That's a true story. I had somebody tell me that if we wasn't together, that everything would fall apart. Mm. You know, this is some old, like, mm-hmm. but they told me that, And I was like, and that affected me. I never said nothing about it, but that was kind of part of my drive. Mm. Like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to hustle so hard, you're going to have to see me. And if you don't see me, you're going to have to hear about me. And that was part of my motivation. And in doing all of those things, like kind of like The Great Gatsby, he did all of, if you've never seen the movie, mm-hmm. he did all of these things, these great feats, only to show somebody else his worth. So I did all of these things just to realize that external things never add value, anything external. And it was like, the reason I called it broken men, because so many men go through that, feeling inadequate, mm-hmm. not feeling good enough, feeling like they only as good as their ability to provide and to do. And because I still feel like that sometimes. Like what can I give? Did I do enough? And things of that nature. But I hate to sound like one of them people that, what you call them? Them positive people that
motivational speaker?
I hate to, not them.
Guru?
The ones that go hiking and shit with you.
Oh, hippies?
They your sponsor.
You said hippies.
Accountability partner?
Yeah, they'll tell you, you are enough.
Oh, yeah, motivational speaker, what do you mean?
That's like a sponsor, like a positive
sponsor. Like your
sponsor.
Positive sponsor.
Yeah, I know you're talking about
I hate to sound like one of them, but you are enough. Like anything external doesn't add value.
Yeah, you are
enough. I didn't know I was enough till I got to really know myself. And I'm like, man, I'm fly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like, I still like to wear jewelry and stuff for my brother. But at my listening part, I ain't even wear no jewelry. Emmett came and gifted me with this watch I had never seen before. And then I just put it on. I said, I ain't even gonna wear no jewelry. I am the jewelry.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Dope.
But I think of a situation like that, you know, back to what you were saying, a lot of times your partner or your friends around you should be instilling that into you. That's why you talk about positive energy and your friends and positive frequencies.
Yeah. I didn't have that around me coming from where I came from. So a lot of times when somebody could see your greatness, mm-hmm. they'll say things to put themselves on the same level as you. So you won't think too much of yourself because you might get away from them. And, you know, this is, well, you know, mm-hmm. misery loves company.
Mm-hmm. Question, was that person right? The person who told you things wouldn't work out for you if y'all split?
Look at me.
I'm talking about, at least for the moment. I'm talking about in that moment.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Absolutely.
Trying to find a love within. I've been thinking about you, and I can't pretend. Mm-hmm. I'm falling in love once again. No longer looking for love. I decided to let you in. Yeah, come on, man.
We don't talk about the inspiration that women can provide like that. We just heard Rod Wave say the same thing. He was like, he got on his grind musically because his girlfriend at the time was a super NBA YoungBoy fan.
I go back and tell her thank you all the time. Thank you.
Wow.
For not believing in me.
So y'all still have a good relationship?
Yeah, we
thank
platinum.
You for not believing in me.
Well, I don't know where she is right now, but okay. You know, I thank you.
Back then.
What did she say when you say that to her?
She cried.
Damn.
She missed me.
She missed out.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm turned up about you. I got beautiful children and shit, and our life goes on.
Now, speaking of turned up, did you really go to a Beyonce concert and turn up at a Beyonce concert?
Fuck her. But look, this is what happened. I paid for my nannies. All my nannies to go to the concert.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember when they was supposed to come to New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
So they had, everybody was outside, just outside. So I'm like, ooh, we gonna go, because I've been going. I went to a Drake concert. Mm-hmm. You know, I went two nights in a row to Drake. I went and seen Usher. You know, I'm just on that and like just studying all of the greats.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you go to New Orleans, it's a party outside before you even go inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I was bomb, 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 ba-da-da-da, you know. And it was a party outside before it was a party inside.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like, I'm beyond turned.
So you was really turned during that time?
Yes, Lord. If I come out the shirt, I love to come out my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at me. I love to come out my shirt. I love to take it off now.
Mm-hmm.
I used to hate to just, I used to wear layers. Now I can't wait to come out my shirt.
Do you ever wonder?
Come out that bitch right now.
You ever wonder where the titties went? Do you ever look in the mirror and be like, damn, they gone?
It was dietary issues. Mm-hmm. It was dairy. It was the dairy I was eating. I still do a little dairy every now and then, but it got to be done in moderation,
mm-hmm.
because it'll cause you to have that little layer of fat like up under your nipples, mm-hmm. that men have, that most men don't notice. You still got abs way up here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what tighten it up, and dips tighten it up also.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was gonna have to get that little fat removed. It scared me, but I noticed once I changed my diet and started working those areas, I ain't got no problem.
That's what's up.
I'm together now.
Now back to the Yonsei freestyle. BG is on that record.
BG and Sexy Red.
One of the first, yeah, BG and Sexy Red, but this was one of the first times we've heard a BG verse. So was you and BG cool? How did you and BG link for this one? This is the first verse I heard, and he's spitting.
I've been knowing him because he like a friend of the family. Mm-hmm. Like, I got cousins that know him, like Menace. I got Booby, that's my brother. He know him. He grew up with them. And I've been knowing him for a couple years, maybe like 13 years. Mm-hmm. We ain't seen each other in about 13 years. I probably knew him a couple years before that. Maybe like we met like 2007, 2008 or something. Mm-hmm. But through friends of the family, we always just been kind of cool. But the whole time he was in prison, we always sent them pictures and looked out for him and things of that nature. So his journey was our journey. He was with us. Mm-hmm. When we was in Germany, he had the pictures and everything. Like, we walked him all the way down his whole bid. For people that don't know what that means, walked him down his whole bid. We joked him. We sent pictures to him. You know, we kept him. He kept his spirits lifted. So when he came home, it was just only right. It was only right. Mm-hmm. Like, it was beautiful. It was historic in nature to me. He's a legend to me.
Mm-hmm. I love the way he sounds, because sometimes, you know, somebody will go get locked up and they come home after a while and they got that old flow on him, but he sounds.
I think he better than
them. Yeah, he sound.
He get up and work out every morning and everything. He on his workout shit and go straight to the studio. Mm. So I think this situation made him better than ever.
Yeah.
You know, you talk on this album a lot about cleaning your sins. What does cleaning your sins look like?
What kind of sins?
I don't know.
Like some sins people will say that they did something bad, they need forgiveness for it. Mm-hmm. Some sins you got to forgive yourself for.
So what are those sins you talking about? Because to me, everything seems like like you said, a self-awareness journey, a reflection of
you
self.
Talking about when I say healing, cleanse, felt it was floating on top of my head, cleaning my sins.
I think that's the one.
All of my sins.
Okay.
You know, when I go up on the mountain, I ask God for forgiveness. Hey, forgive me for the things that I did unknowingly. Mm-hmm. Forgive me the things I did knowingly. Just forgive me. Mm-hmm. And then I forgive myself so I don't keep looping in it.
What does that feel like? Do you feel it? Like, do you feel something removed from you or something come off your spirit?
You can feel it. Yeah. Like, you can sit right here and say, on this holy divine day, I hereby release all the energy that no longer serve my higher self. And you're going to feel lifted. Mm-hmm. Because we empaths, we pick up on energy everywhere we go. Now, some stuff, a lot of people say that I did, they look at it as sins, but I don't look at it as sins. Mm-hmm. I look at it that needed to be done. So them ain't the sins I'm talking about I need forgiveness for. If I did that, I meant that. Because some things, you know, it just had to go like that.
What you mean, like discipline, like violence?
Yeah. Standing up for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, because, a lot of times people don't learn from just talking. Pain sometimes has to be the greatest motivator from what I learned.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hyped. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It's actually better when
I
you
don't feel like self-defense is a crime.
No, not at
no,
all.
No, not at all.
And it's actually better when you got a clear mind, because you know you're not projecting your pain and hurt onto somebody. So you know you're only defending mm-hmm. yourself.
I don't operate like that, but mm-hmm. I'm big on respect. Like, I'm super big. I'm still big on respect. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, that's all I have. Mm-hmm. But I lead with my respect first. But they got some people that, and I tell my children this, I love y'all. I do. And I'm a great father, but some people did have to know me as a monster because that's the only way that they will stop. Mm.
I love Bird's calling too, man. When you say you're a Palo Santo big torch lighter, you say prayer is more important than exotic cars. Yeah. And to me, was it intentional to put lyrics like that in a song called Bird's Calling? Because people will see the title and think something
else. Yeah. It was intentional because, like I said, I got a new coffee brand called Ritual. Mm-hmm. It's out right now. And it was beautiful because I went back to the trap, but instead of flipping bricks, it was keys of coffee. Mm. And that was the beautiful thing about it. Like, some people say, he's glorifying this, glorifying that. No, I'm not. I'm turning a negative into a positive. Mm-hmm. I just got the key to the city in Baton Rouge, and I got the key to the city in New Orleans. Mm. And I never thought that what I was doing was helping people. Like, but what I'm doing, like helping other people heal, it's really me helping myself heal. Mm-hmm.
You got two songs on the album with the healing title. One is called Healing. The other one is called
Mistakes Make Us Great. I'm proud of you. I think you're doing amazing. Every song I'm on there talking to myself. every song I'm talking to myself.
I don't think you can heal anybody though, Kev.
I can.
You think so?
Yes,
you
Lord.
Said you can heal a woman.
Yes.
I think a person has to want to go get mm-hmm. healing.
I heal shit. Yes, Lord.
But heal at
you just touch him like how you start the car engine?
No, I don't heal.
Heal at what point?
You know, my touch is healing. Okay. But you know, I heal shit though.
You really think you can heal a woman?
I don't think I know.
Can you? I think you can assist them.
Mm-mm.
Show them the direction. Mm-mm. Maybe.
Bitch gonna be a new creature when she leave from around me.
Well, you can't start with calling her a bitch.
Who?
The person you healing.
That's only in private. In public is bae and love and all of that. But in private, ooh, bitch. It's a term of endearment.
Oh, I see.
Bitch, you so beautiful. Ooh, bitch. Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. God, thank you. God, bless the hand that prepared this meal. We about to say our grace.
But you can't go around just healing everybody.
You made me have a flashback. Nah, I don't heal it. Everybody
had a flashback.
Everybody don't deserve healing.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Mm-mm. Everybody don't deserve healing because they might be healed for a week, then they'll just go back to that same behavior. Then yeah. I got to put them on dick restriction.
On dick restriction.
You had to put girls on dick restriction, guys?
Yes, sir.
How long? What's the longest you ever did?
I start with 90 days.
And you tell them that? You're like,
yeah. First offense, 90 days.
What's the offense? What's the offense?
I don't know. It depends on you know, code of conduct is big with me, you know.
So what's the code of conduct? What?
See, there you go.
What do you have a problem with?
We just trying to get some of this game.
Every relationship is different. So what's part of?
It ain't that, but you know, like I believe that honesty is the best policy.
Yeah.
Like when I meet you, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you how I'm living. This is how I'm living. Now, mm-hmm. If you accept it or reject it, this is how I'm living.
Have you ever had girls rejected? Like, I'm not doing no 90-day dick restriction.
No, they don't. That 90-day don't go like that. They just end up being, hey, look, hey, you keep on, I'm gonna put you on dick restriction.
So you still go out, you just, they get no dick.
No, I'm just, you gonna, you know, like I say, rejection is a beautiful thing. I reward loyalty with loyalty. I reward disloyalty with distance. You know, you think about what you did, you know what I'm saying? If you're not, this not peaceful. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be nowhere that's not peaceful. I'm not going to be nowhere that's going to lower my frequency. Mm-hmm. That's just where I'm at with it. Like, I ain't trying to be, you know, I ain't mm-hmm. trying to make the blogs for, you know, talking like this. But, yeah, this how I'm coming.
Have you ever been on vagina restriction?
Who, me? Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye. I already had it. Like, you don't know glitter and lightning bolts shoot out that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. With all due respect, baby.
But what if you make an offense? What if you do something she don't like?
Like what?
I don't know.
You already knew what I was when you met me.
Damn.
You already knew. Like, with all due respect, like, see, I don't know why I be meeting killers that scared to tell a woman the truth. Mm. Like, when you tell a woman the truth, you give her the option. Honesty is the best policy. But women have intuition. And the reason I'm truthful with a woman, because it's spiritual. They are spiritual creatures. Mm-hmm. They can transform liquid into something physical. So they already know you full of
That's
shit.
That's real.
When they meet you, they already know. Like, they know what's up with you. Like, so, babe, where you been fucking, babe? You gonna help me wash these sins off me?
You gonna help me wash these sins off
me? You want me to help you pack? Which one, babe? What we gonna do?
One of the two, because you know either she gonna leave or she gonna stay. So you gonna help me wash these sins off you, or you gonna help me pack?
I mean, they already know. Like,
damn.
Women already know what you've been doing. Like, I don't know why people think they don't. Women psychic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about to lie. I mean, God done blessed me. I got too many blessings. Mm-hmm.
So, do you ever see yourself with just one woman?
I'm with one woman right now. What? At the moment, you know?
Yeah. Okay. When you talk about loyalty, when somebody's disloyal to you, how do you bring them back in your fold? Like, trust, once trust is violated, that's a motherfucker, man.
It ain't gonna never be the same no more. I mean, suspect evil of no one until see it. Once see it, forget it not. Once an enemy could never be a friend. And that's just, I had to cut a lot of baggage. I had to trim a lot of fat. Like the last time we was here, I trimmed a lot of fat since then. Mm-hmm. Like with just the people around me, I started throwing away all of the wrong relationships for all of the right reasons.
Mm.
And sometimes we be loyal to things that's not loyal to us. But that's just where I'm at with it right now.
Were you a forgiving person? Were you somebody that?
Yeah,
somebody
I forgive. Was? Like I told y'all last time, I forgive. I do, but I ain't about to forget. Let's not be naive now, buddy.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Let you just do it to me again?
Mm.
Like, nah, that's not intelligent.
Mm. You told another great story on healing. You told a story about a woman not getting wet for you no more. And you said mentally she moved like, on. That was some powerful
women,
shit.
Women can mentally check out.
Mm-hmm.
They can mentally move on. And you know, they have vaginal dryness. Their arousal fluid not there no more because they mentally moved on.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen.
And what are you doing? A woman's in that situation. You just let her go.
I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The proof is in the pudding. Now, she could have been dehydrated or something because she was on the plane, but I ain't got time to be hearing all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I get it.
You checked out, baby. It's mentally checked out. Women mentally checked out. Yeah, and I had to ask my mother what that was. She said, baby, she might have mentally checked out.
Damn.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah. But what if it is just a physical ailment?
Sometimes it happens because you not being a person that a person wants you to be.
Mm.
You know, I love you enough to let you go. Go find that person that you say that's better than me. Can't wait.
Does that hurt?
Everything hurt when you love somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I love for real.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can't wait to get my heart broke. I just use it for motivation. Mm. This shit turned me into a monster. Look at me. That's the fuel to this.
Mm-hmm.
Stack it on me. Do it some more. Come on, let's go. Y'all ain't doing nothing but making me better.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I get mad, I'm in the gym. Let's go. It don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
It used to. People don't even make me mad no more. I used to be like, man, this nigga pissed me. I'm just disappointed.
I was going to ask that.
I'm disappointed in you. You know, I really had a lot of respect for you.
Mm.
There's some people that'll never re-respect me. There's mm-hmm. some people I never re-respect. Because I ain't about to sit up here like I'm perfect. I done bogus shit before. Mm-hmm. I done lame shit before. Everybody did. I done whole shit before. I thought that because even though I said something and I said it in dude's face, I still did some whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said it in his face and we fought. My grandfather put him to the side. Man, that's some whole shit you did. You did some whole shit. Yeah, you told a girl this and this and that, and yeah, then you said it again because mm-hmm. man speak twice. You said it in dude face and y'all fought and all that. That's cool. Yeah, you was a man, y'all fought, but you did some whole shit, boy. Don't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't about to sit up here and act like I came out the pussy perfect, you know what I'm saying? I ain't come mm-hmm. out the pussy wearing a bandana and all that, you know, with a pistol in my hand, you know what I'm saying?
No, no.
These are learned behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
You ever look at some of the stuff that people pick up that you've said or that goes viral and be like, they just misconstrued what I said.
I don't really pay that no attention. I used to, like in 2021, I used to pay attention to Instagram, but once I deactivated my page for that year and a half, I engage with the world now, because comparison is the killer of all joy. Because if I say something and they might just take a little piece of it and it go viral, but then when you go look at the real interview, you're going to be like, he really made a lot of sense.
Mm.
And that's what my mama said, man, don't even tell nobody. I know this gonna sound weird. No, it don't sound weird. This me, I'm my authentic self. People gonna either accept you or they not. And that's just where I'm at with it now.
What made you take the page away for that year and a half? Was it clear your mind?
I was depressed. It was causing depression because comparison is the killer of all joy. I'm comparing my life to other people's highlight reel. And it was causing depression. Once I got off that and started engaging with the world, I'm like, man, people love me.
Mm-hmm.
People love me. On the blacktop, people love me. People walk up to me and tell me, man, you changed my life. They don't really say that on Instagram. They mm-hmm. say negative things.
All the time.
Of course. I mean, I seen something the other day when I guess you was talking Finesse two times, and people were, he said this. I'm like, y'all must not know Kevin.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He said you're going to put his legs in there.
No, I told him, have you ever seen any flaws? He said, no. I said, if you do, will you please put my feet in the air?
Meaning slam you.
If I do something, mm-hmm. slam me like how?
Like pick like, you up. Like
body slam.
No.
What?
No. Blow my brains out. Put my feet in the
Jesus
air.
Christ.
Kill you. Damn it, man.
Kill me if I do something wrong. Like I said on the other thing, hey, find me them two niggas. Find me that one that can say
rumors.
He stuck his dick
rumors,
in me.
Yeah, rumors.
And find me the other one that can say I told on him and sent them to jail. You find mm-hmm. me them two niggas, you can blow my mama brains out.
I ain't never heard those rumors, Kev, by the way.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
When I heard that, I was like, when the fuck somebody said that?
No, I stand for something.
Okay.
So that's why I said that. Mm-hmm. You find me them two niggas, you can blow my brains out right here. I stand for something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Find me a nigga that can say he stuck his dick in me, and find me a nigga that can say that I told on him and sent him to jail. Find me them two niggas. And you can blow my brains out right here. And I mean that. I stand for that. You know, because on the when you start paying attention to the internet, you can get lost in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the blacktop that matter to me. That don't matter. That's just talk. That's internet talk. And some people live their life based on social media. But if you really get out in the real world and engage with the world, right. The world operates 100% different than that shit.
And I think sometimes people like you and Finesse, y'all forget, y'all know each other's lingo. So y'all having a conversation amongst the world.
I could be honest with you. Of course. You never heard me address that, right? Because I really don't care what nobody think about. What he mean by put your feet in there? Hey, try me. I'll show you. I'll show you what I mean.
Word.
Hey, demonstration is way better than verbal.
Word.
So, like, I'll show you.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's it. That's it. That's all. Like, I ain't about to address that because that's my brother. He know what I meant. And he know what I meant. And I know what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't see no big deal. Hey, keep me viral. Fuck it.
Album be out this Friday.
Yeah,
this
album
Friday.
Coming out.
The ceremony. Yeah. Is it true Kevin Durant gave you some advice that got you in shape, too?
Man, Kevin Durant, that's my dog. Mm-hmm. And DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
And Lethal Shooter. I ain't know so much psychology went into basketball. Mm-hmm. I started practicing with Lethal Shooter, and I'm thinking I'm just going to shoot the basketball, learn how to shoot the ball. Man, this dude assessed me. Like in psychology, you do the individualistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that by just based off how I shoot. You anxious. You focus on the last. You focus on your pass.
Wow.
I'm like, damn.
Wow.
Don't worry about the pass. Don't worry about the one you miss. Focus on the present. Stay in the present. Stay in the moment.
Wow.
And I'm like, damn. He picked me to pieces. And it was humbling. It was beautiful. And then, like, with DeMar DeRozan, he showed me some shit. Kevin Durant showed me some shit. Like, it's more like playing chess than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow.
So when you say fit, you meant mentally fit more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Fit. Mm-hmm. Ability to take effective form.
All right.
That's what fit mean.
Mm-hmm. Now, I love Letter to My Fans, too.
Oh, my God.
And you talk about a suicide attempt on that record.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I made that song a long, long time ago.
Wow.
A long time ago, and I was saying that's when I was going through the acting like everything was okay on Instagram. I was acting. I was pretending.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy. It's okay to be angry sometimes. It's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to be upset. But emotionally and intelligently, how do we channel these feelings and these emotions? I ask myself, why am I feeling this way? But that's crazy that I put that song on the, I forgot that I put that song on there, but I owed it to my fans because I was pretending with them, and they knew.
Is it triggering to hear that song now for you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's beautiful because that's where I was at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask, how did you get out of that funk? Because there's a lot of people that listen that are in that funk and don't know how to get out. Especially this generation.
Want to kill yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Kill themselves, yeah.
You want me to be honest?
Absolutely.
God.
I was there.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was supposed to kill myself, God intervened. Because I ain't tell nobody. I don't do that. Hey, I'm about to. No.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's horse playing. I feel like you supposed to walk in here and find me smashed in here. I smushed myself. That's not horse playing. He's serious. Like, man, I love y'all. I'm tired. That's horse playing. You alluding to what you about to do. Now, you got to find me in here stretched out. That's the type of person I am. I feel like if you're talking about it, you're not serious. But it was God.
What was the intervention, if you don't mind us asking?
It's so crazy. I had talked about it last time I was up here.
Oh, you did? Yeah, you're right. I
talked
that.
About
yeah,
it,
yeah.
But I'll say it again for Please. Anybody that's listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
I had got to a point in my life to where I was like, I don't think I'm really beneficial to nobody no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't. I feel like I'm just a problem. It's always something I could do better. Look, I'm going to just go and get out the way. Y'all just live off the money of this shit. Everybody gonna be straight anyway without me. It's cool. So the day that I was going, I was at the gym. I had worked out real, real good. Put all my jewelry on. I'm like, yeah, we about to, you know, I'm looking at myself in the mirror like, hey, don't chicken. Hey, don't bitch out now. Because, you know, I talk to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I said, don't bitch out, bitch. Hey, you know what time it is, nah. So I'm leaving out the gym. A white dude, he just texted me not too long ago. I'm leaving out the gym. And he said, excuse me, can I approach you? I said, yeah. He said, I noticed you deactivated your Instagram, and on Twitter you put this, you know, to my friends and my family, forgetting about my teachings, you know, I love you all, it's over with. Like, what that mean? I was like, I don't know what it mean. So then he went on to tell me, your music is the only thing that makes this crazy world make sense. I'm laughing because I know I'm about to do something gangster. You know how you be joking when you about to do something gangster, but you really be knowing, you really, I'm like, yeah, you know, the world's a, you know, the world's a cruel place, you know? The world could be a cruel place, you know? Trust me, I know. I'm telling him like that, just kind of joking. He was like, yeah, like your music kept me from killing myself. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to just tell you, you're the only person I'm letting know this. I said, I'm about to go stretch myself right now. I'm about to go push my shit out. He crying, telling me, don't do this. Because if you do this, a lot of people going to go behind you.
That's right.
And I was like, you know what? I haven't told anybody. I guess I'll stick around for a little while. I walked outside and told God, I guess that's a sign. I'm going to give it 3 days. And in them 3 days, that's when life started changing for me. Because I was off Instagram. I was engaging with the world. I got to see that I was really loved. I really meant something to
only
the world.
You only give yourself 3 days? You give girls 90?
No, no, that's restriction. Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
That's 90-day dick restriction.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So what makes you want to go back on that, on this crazy thing we call social media now? Because, you know, social media...
To be honest, I really don't, work my page. I just oversee it. Like, I don't work it. Like, I approve, like, the pictures. Sometimes it'll be me when the caption be real heartfelt, you could tell it's me. Other times it's just something that I approved. Mm-hmm. Because I got to maintain my sanity. I can't get lost in that social media shit.
Right.
You said something else on Letter to My Fans that I thought was interesting. You said you apologized to your fans. Is that the reason you apologized? Because of what that guy told you? That if you do it, then
you'll
influence a bunch of people to do it?
I apologize to my fans because I'm a motivational speaker that's giving great advice that I wish that I could give myself. I got all this positive shit to say, but I ain't feeling positive when I'm talking that shit. That shit just sound good as a bitch. Everybody want to hear that I'm keeping it positive, but I'm not happy. That's how I was feeling at that time. I'm like, yeah, you know, just positive, just stay positive. I was faking it till I made it. But I really wasn't making it because I never addressed the real issue internally. I still had harbored all kind of resentment and everything from past traumatic experiences.
And now that you've done that, that's how you know you're of true service?
You got to go back and face it.
That's right.
That was the hard part, right. Going back and face your past. You got to face it. You got to face it. You got to sit with it. And when you sit with it, it's going to be very, very painful. Like anybody listening right now, it's going to be painful to go address these issues because there's a lot of stuff that we keep, like we suppress things. And like you could suppress things for so long till one little thing could cause you to explode or implode. It's a trigger. So I had to go back and face a lot of these things. You know, some things I had to forgive myself for and move forward. You know, that's why I say in that song, mistakes make us great. I'm proud of you. I think you're doing amazing.
How often you tell yourself that? Every day?
Every day.
Every day.
Step inside this vocal booth, releasing all my pain. Things I deal with on a daily, driving a normal person is sane. I could relate. Gave my love in an exchange. Got shitted on. It happens on a daily. Any progression is a testament to your elevation. Mistakes make us great. I'm proud of you. I think you're doing amazing. We healing now.
That's right.
I think you're doing amazing.
That's right.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
You said you see yourself in Krishan Rock. When people are laughing and joking, you see the fact that she's so loyal.
I saw myself in her at that time.
He actually said she's so loyal, she's stupid. That's what he said.
I could see the pain. Like, I could see her pain. And one thing about me, somebody that really has hurt before, that mm-hmm. I know pain when I see it. And a lot of the stuff that people do, they really be hurting on the inside. They really be crying for help. And my heart went out to her because I saw her hurting on the inside. I saw that, and I ain't like to see that. Not whatever they got going on, that ain't my business. I give a fuck less. I'm just talking about her. Like, when I look in her soul, I see a lot of myself, like, with the pain. And you never know what pain will make you do.
Do you ever look at an artist that you can see going through the pain that you went to as a new artist, say, I'm going to reach out to them and talk to them because they didn't have that OG, they didn't have somebody to talk to them?
No, they could listen to Kevin Gates' music and get some advice from there. I ain't got time. I'm raising children. I'm raising men right now. I got my own children to worry about. I ain't got time to be, I hate to say it like this, but I have to put my oxygen mask on first if the plane is crashing, then aid and assist others. So right now, my healing journey was so that I could be a better service to my children and better service to the world. Mm-hmm. Me going single out and talk to this one individual person, he got needs that I can't cater to because I ain't got the time. He gonna want more than just some words of encouragement. He gonna wanna come spend a day, and as soon as you tell him no, it's like you never told him yeah. Especially if he ain't never had no daddy. Mm-hmm. So if he grew up just dealing with just a single parent household and he ain't had his daddy, how Tupac say when things, with the same drama, when things go wrong, we blame mama. Mm-hmm. You don't know how to deal with situations. All you did is watch a woman just But see, when a man raised you, go in there and make your bed up, take the trash out, you brush your teeth, comb your hair, wash your face. Yes, sir. All right, come on, let's go. I'm proud of you. Now you know if you don't do these things, you got to take your lick. Mm-hmm. What you mean take my lick? You got to take your lick. You can't play the game. And that's teaching accountability, self-accountability. Mm-hmm. And then a child be like, okay, yeah, I got to take my lick. If I do something I ain't supposed to do, I got to take my lick. We not making excuses for why you did what you did. Mm-hmm. Nah, you got to take your lick, homie. When you're a man, you stand for what you believe in. When you stand for what you believe in, you accept what come behind it. You know? Mm-hmm. I talked to my son. He ain't nothing but 9, but I talked to him like he grown.
As you should.
Because either you learn fast or you die young. Mm-hmm. If I don't give him structure, the police going to kill him. Mm-hmm. They going to kill him. They going to push his shit out. Because his code of conduct going to be off. He ain't going to be conducting himself like a man. He going to be, you know. But you know, yes, sir, no, sir. You know, me and green men.
Protect Children. Speaking of that, Protect Children. Another very powerful record. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some things you learned late that you want to teach your kids early?
I hope it's not triggering. But I really don't care if it is because we all down there been through this. Mm-hmm. That was about sexual victimization. Protect children. I treat your children like my children, like my birth children. When we was little, they used to say we was the worst children. We all been through things that ain't our fault. You got to work with them. Mm-hmm. Protect children. You not supposed to hurt children. Mm-hmm. And with that, I gave my children a place, a safe space. I created a safe space for them to communicate with me. Don't nobody never touch you there, not even me.
That's right.
Not even your daddy. Not even your mama. Nobody. You know, and they have a safe space to communicate. Can't nobody get you nowhere and tell you, if you tell your mom I'ma hurt you, hey, y'all done seen what's up with y'all daddy. Y'all know what come behind y'all. Mm-hmm. So I have created a safe environment for y'all to communicate with me. And I ask my daughter tell you right now, I tell my daddy everything because I'm not here to judge you. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes. We gonna talk about what you did. Mm-hmm. I'm just disappointed a little bit, but don't worry about that. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to beat you up for what you did or what happened to you. Just let me know. I don't care if you had a wreck and you accidentally killed somebody. Hey, just stay there. Stay there. I'm on the way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, look, hey, you get in this car and go. We can put the body in the trunk. Come on, let's go. I always tell me the truth. I die for you. And I die to protect you.
That's great advice what you tell your kids, too, because you know, as somebody who's been molested, right, when I was 8, that's exactly what they tell you. The person that's doing it will tell you that. Like, don't tell your mom or don't.
It's always somebody close. It's always somebody in the family.
Always, absolutely.
It's always somebody close. It ain't never no outside person broke in the house and did this. And so when that happened, it's somebody that you trusted as a child. I trusted you. And then it speared me into all these different type of martial arts and all this because I had a fear of being vulnerable. Mm. This led us to being violent. Mm. We ain't want to be violent. You know what I'm saying? We was good children. But that's like the side effects that come with that.
That's right.
It's like when I see children or women, like I just, and then come to find out, I ain't even going to say it, but when I talk to somebody else, I'm like, man, you supposed to protect us. It happened to them too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it made me like overprotective of women and children. I had to realize protecting them is creating that space for them to communicate with you. Mm-hmm. To know what's right from wrong. And communicating with them. See, we trying to sweep that shit under the rug. No, we got to communicate with our children.
That's right.
Well, the album is out.
Hold on, I got a few more questions. Oh,
okay. Man, ask me anything. That's crazy. I never thought I'd speak on it. Well, I spoke about it on the Mike music, Tyson interview.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then shout out to Mike Tyson. I love that brother. We was talking about what made us become so violent. And I shared my story with him, and he shared a story with me. Mm-hmm. He was like, this would turn me into a monster. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I saw myself in him. Mm-hmm. At that moment, I was like, I love that man. Mm-hmm. I always was a big fan. I always loved him. But at that moment, I was like, yeah, I love this man.
What's your relationship with Jim Jones? I see you and Jim Jones talks a story when he was on Drink Champs about how you had a good relationship early on.
I always had a good relationship with Jim Jones. He was fly. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to say this, like, I'm not trying to be racist, mm-hmm. but I mean this with all due disrespect. It's hard for a bright nigga. You got to be extra gangster when you bright. Mm-hmm. You know, when you bright, You know, they'd be like, how you know how to fight so good, Kevin? Because I got beat up a lot. That's why. They always pick the bright nigga. They don't ever pick. They don't ever pick. He, this dude, he ain't did nothing gangster. He just ugly. He just ugly.
Why are we ugly? Because we dark skin?
No, keep talking.
I ain't talking about you. You a chocolate nigga, man. I'm talking about an ugly nigga.
He
man.
An ugly nigga too, but go ahead. He fixed his, he fixed his
face.
Nah,
he would. He would a yellow. He would a yellow bitch gonna like. Yellow bitch like chocolate niggas. They don't like bright niggas.
Okay.
Yeah, they feel like we. But then it's
you ain't bright as him though. He bright. You ain't bright to me, Kev.
I'm really a nigga though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I come up in the, you know what I'm saying? I've been battle tested. You know, I'm approved. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, but just coming up as a child, you know, being bright with curly hair, you know what I'm saying? You know, I saw Jim John. I'm like, man, this nigga fly. He gangster and he bright. I say, that's raw. You know, I identify with that. Cause I saw myself in him. And that's why I always been a fan of Jim Jones. He's still my partner to this day.
He talks about a story. He said you refused to sign with Cash Money until y'all met, till you met with him.
I guess. Shout out to Jim Jones. I was up here in New York. I don't know if that's how to, you know, there was a third party, EI and Fee. I told Fee, I said, man, I want to meet Jim Jones. And Fee talked to EI, and EI put it together. Now, I don't know what they told him in the process, but I end up meeting Jim Jones, and we developed a great relationship, and we have a great rapport to this day. Like that's my brother. I love him. Like, whenever he in the city, he holler, hey, where you at? And he everywhere. You know what I'm saying? He never changed. He always been the same way.
Always the same.
How do I get a pair of God slippers, man?
You know how that happened. Somebody asked me to play cards. I'm like, I would, but I don't, like, they was gambling. I'm like, I would, but I ain't got no hands. But then they saw me eating, and they was like, I thought you said you ain't had no hands. They not mine, they for God. So when I said God slippers, everything I got on, I just borrowed it from God. All I have is the little that God blessed me with. I borrowed a pair of God slippers. I walked on water in front of you niggas. What I mean is I walked over all kind of obstacles because I borrowed a pair of God slippers. And I made this shit look fly while I was doing it. Adversity builds character. If it ain't rough, it ain't us. I borrowed a pair of God slippers. Started a battery, got back in charge, did it again. Ooh.
You know, they don't believe that. You know, they don't believe you started a car with your hands. You got to show somebody one day.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I can give a fuck less what they believe.
Hey, thank you for paying homage to the holy grounds of Walmart, too, man.
Oh, my God.
When you were from the South, man.
I ain't tell you about that.
No.
I was on color code.
Okay.
I was hustling at the time. This is when I was living illegitimately. I was hustling at the time. But color code is you got to call in, and if your color come up, you got to go piss. So I was in there buying the gloves because I was doing my thing with the gloves so it wouldn't get in my system. That's the myth that I heard, that you don't get in your system if you wear the gloves. And, you know, I ended up meeting me a little one-up in Walmart, you know what I'm saying? We was at Waffle House, you know what I'm saying? And she ate me up in a Honda, you know how that go. Retarded.
And so you've been loving Walmart ever since?
I love Walmart anyway.
Yeah.
I love, they got everything you need.
That's right.
You know, that's when the DVDs, you remember they used to have a 3-pack of DVDs, six-pack of DVDs? I had the little DVD player. When I used to be in a trap, I'd shoot over there and grab me a couple of DVDs. I had my junkers go get it. But it's something about going in there yourself late night, 2-3 in the morning. That's when it used to stay open 24 hours.
That's right, especially if you grew up in the country. Because if you grew up in the country, probably wasn't nothing else
Walmart
going on.
Walmart is the mall.
That's right.
That's the mall.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
a winner. Like, you know, I met a winner in there with the little Chinese slippers on. You know, they be in there. You know what I'm saying? You know, they got the little steppers walking around in there. Best I'm playing.
And you said you got the Almighty on speed dial. And you say the only way to kill a God is when Allah calls them.
That's it. When, like, my body is my temple. Now, a great responsibility come with looking at your body like your temple. Like, that's really what made me stop drinking alcohol. Like, at my listening party, I had a glass of apple juice. And then I told the bartender, hey, say, make me something fruity. Make it look like I drink, but make it just taste good and fruity booty. Make me a little fruity booty right for you. She's like, oh, my God, I love you. Your accent. I say, yeah, but don't put no alcohol in it. You know, but put me a little flour on there. You know, make it look good. So I had that. And then I had two champagne glasses of apple juice. And I was just walking around feeling good like everybody else was feeling good. But, you know, when you say your body's your temple, it comes with a great responsibility. Like, sometimes when I need clarity, I got to fast. and clean my temple out, so the Spirit of the Most High can abide in my temple. God body covered by the highest, they guns hold no power to this holy temple. But how you kill a God when the law called him? The only time he goes when the law called him.
That's right.
That's it. Almighty on the speed dial. He on the speed dial. I could talk to God before I could call my phone. I could talk to God before I could call you with my phone. He on speed dial. I'm always talking to God. Before I drank the coffee, I prayed over it. I don't know what they did to the coffee before they brought it to me. Everything with me is a faith move. I don't have security because I'm a tough guy. I don't have security because I walk by faith and not by sight. I pray all the time. That's all I got. That's all I got is prayer. If not, I'd be doing a life sentence or dead. I know this. This is a blessing for me to be sitting right here right now.
Because
I'm not supposed to be here, big brother. And I mean that with all due respect. I'm not supposed to be here right now.
No, you're supposed to be here because God wants you here.
Right, but like.
He got you here to help other brothers here.
Without that, you know.
That's right.
This is God. This ain't me.
Nah, you are here to help other brothers heal, man. Mm-hmm. And I think the ceremony is going to do a phenomenal job of that.
You know something? You remember when I used to, you know, anytime I used to drop an album, I used to say things like, if you want to go get it, get it. If you don't want it, don't want it. That was like the fear of, what if it's not good enough?
Mm-hmm.
This bitch good enough.
Go get it. No,
this
absolutely.
This the one.
Absolutely.
Like, if you ready to just really just take self-accountability and heal, this the one.
But what do you want to hear? Let's play a joint off the album now. Which one?
Oh, my God. My favorite?
Yeah.
I can't pick a favorite. I like it. What mood? Just tell me what mood we in.
But what mood we in right now?
Let's play healing, man.
I like healing.
Let's play healing.
I love healing. But I also love that T-Pain remix that I did.
Shorty, you know,
like you might say this, that even though I'm not your man, you're not my girl, I'm gonna call you my little short.
Well, my little yeah.
But she my little yeah.
Let's play both of them.
See, like in Louisiana, you might be like, yeah, this is my little
yeah. I like
yeah.
the Beyonce freestyle too, though.
Oh,
that turned up. That's turned up. You know,
bom,
I'm a DJ.
Bom, that... Oh, my God.
Let's play both of them. We play Lil Yeah and we play healing.
Y'all just gonna forget my Beyonce freestyle.
Play it in the
I
mix.
Play that in the
you
mix.
Play it in
I
the
play
mix.
It in the mix. All right, I'll play that in the mix.
Man, play whatever y'all
you
want.
You gotta send me the clean version, Sam Crespo. Send me the clean.
Man, Kevin Gates, the ceremony is out
this
Friday. Go pick it up, man. Tell us what the title means. I don't think you ever told us what the title
ceremony?
Means.
Yeah. It's a ceremony that I was having with myself. I learned to love again a stranger that was once myself. That was the ceremony, the reuniting with my authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long journey. I'm talking about from the... I even told my elders, I never cut my hair and this and this and that. But it came a time when it's time to go back to original form. I was like, but I just earned a spotted eagle feather. I said, Kevin, you don't wear the feathers in your hair. You wear the feathers in your heart for what it stands for. You wear it in your heart. And I was like, you right. I cried when I cut my hair because I had a lot of trauma and a lot of the things that I went through was all of that. My journey was in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried, and it was beautiful because it was releasing. Mm-hmm. And I just feel so much lighter now. And it's crazy, the girl that braid my hair, she said, I think you should cut it. I think once you cut it, it's going to take you to a whole nother level. I said, you willing to sacrifice getting paid to see me go to a whole nother level? She was like, yeah. I said, because you committed this selfless act, forever you will be blessed.
Wow.
Wow. Yep. There you have it. Kevin
Gates, ladies
and gentlemen.
Ceremony out Friday, man. Kevin, appreciate you, brother,
absolutely.
Man.
Yeah. Kevin
I,
Gates.
I love when healing, especially from black men, has a soundtrack. We need more of those, man. So thank you for making one.
All right, thank you for having me.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right. It's Kevin Gates. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.